It's his last day in isolation, having come back from Spain. Matty Keenan, the voice of cycling around the world, has been good enough to join me. Thanks to Giant Bicycles. Get on your Giant Bicycle. Go for a ride. Jano and the boys at Giant South Yarra, open by appointment only. So give them a buzz on 98263555. That's 98263555. They've got all your cycling needs covered, including a contactless delivery service if you need that. So Jano and the boys at Giant South Yarra would love to hear from you. 98263555. Matty Keenan, the voice of cycling, joins me. Welcome to you, Matty.
Thanks, Dwayne. That's interesting, isn't it? That it's by appointment only. It changes the tyre kicker, and I guess you're only going to get genuine customers that are there to buy something.
And you've been a Giant man for a while. I've got a Giant mountain bike that I take through the Otways, and the beauty of riding through the Otways is one that, you know, you just hear the birds, it's peace and quiet, it's you. But the trouble is you go off in the Otways, which I have a couple of times, and if you're in a spot where your mobile phone doesn't work or whatever, you are in a spot of bother. I did go over the handlebars one day and have to bring my wife and get her to trek through the bush to collect me.
Ouch.
But the bottom line is, for me, you don't want to go out riding just yet because you don't want to get hurt just yet.
Are you, no.
You're still thinking that you might not take the bike to somewhere a little quieter if you don't want to ride through the city once you're out?
I think my view is probably influenced by, as I said yesterday, Stockholm Syndrome. And yep. Your producer, Ben, was just asking me, what are you going to do tomorrow? I'll probably stick my head out the door and look at the options of doing nothing. There's not a whole lot to do, but going for a bike ride is one of them. But my sister, my older sister, is actually the chief nurse of Victoria. So she's right in the thick of it. And yep. Her message is, let's just keep the pressure off the healthcare system. And what I have enjoyed doing is having a real structure to my day. And I was listening to Jared Waitley's show yesterday, and she had Emma Murray, I think it was, on, that works at the Richmond Football Club, and she was talking about the importance of having structure. And part of the structure that I've had over the past 14 days has been, after each day that I do this interview with you, I then go on the bike in the garage and I do 1 hour on Zwift. And that's given me some structure. Normally I do bike rides in the morning to get away from the traffic and beat the traffic. But in the morning, I've been getting up, spending some time with the kids. I've been doing a little bit of a half-hour core exercise circuit to just get a bit of blood flow and feel good about yourself by doing some exercise in the morning. But by having that ride in the afternoon, it's giving me structure and something to really look forward to. And I think I'm going to stick with riding indoors, but I am tempted to go for a bit of a ride around the park with my kids. That I will do. And my daughter, my wallet is really nervous about this, Dwayne. She's taken up horse riding. And there's a pony club out at Lower Cluny. I know, my bank balance
is really
scared.
Tell you, there's one rule with horses when it comes to equestrian dressage. There's always a better horse than the one you've got. So if you're a car head, doesn't matter how good your car you drive, you always see one you think, gee, that's nice. And horses, there's always one that costs a little bit more, it's a little bit better, and it'll get you a little bit better result.
She's doing a program at the moment which is called Riders Without Horses, and it's actually really cost-effective. It's about the same as what it costs her to play netball or do tennis lessons, so it's really good at the moment. But that pony club's about 5 kilometres from our house, and I've promised my daughter, once I'm out, we'll go for a bike ride, so we can ride up there, she can take a look at the horses, hopefully she'll get a chance to pat them over the fence, and then we'll ride home. So that is absolutely on the agenda for tomorrow, and I'm really looking forward to it.
So midnight tonight comes around. What are you doing at 11:59?
11:59? Well, it's my wedding anniversary today.
Because you didn't get a present, didn't you? You didn't worry about getting one in duty-free on your way in or buying anything online?
I didn't think about it. And I believe that somebody called up your program after I was on air yesterday and stuck it into me, and, you know, fair call. So I've gone with the isolation foreplay today, and I've had the Domestos out, and I've been cleaning the toilets, I've been cleaning the bathrooms, and I've been super domesticated today. I've been winning points. I'm trying to cook the dinner tonight. I've let the team down. I haven't bought anything for my wife, but maybe I'm setting a new benchmark in lows for romance throughout the quarantine period, which is giving everybody a little bit of a favour, a little bit of a leg up. I'm off the hook. She didn't get me anything either.
Oh, right. She's just saying
I win.
That. She'll walk in and she'll give you something later. And you'll think, oh, my goodness, I thought we weren't buying.
Yeah, that's when you... How bad's that? Let's not get anything this year, Dwayne. Let's not get each other anything.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But you've got something just in case, don't you?
Absolutely. You will go for a jog. Will you go for a jog later tonight,
yeah,
or will you wait till the morning?
No, I'll go for a jog tomorrow. I do like going for a run. And what I will start to do probably is I'll alternate one day on the bike in the garage and one day I'll go for a run. Because, you know, it's nice to get out. I've got a... Rosanna Parklands isn't too far from my place. Run there, 3K circuit around there, run home. It'll give me about a 7.5, 8 kilometre run. And as I said to you yesterday, if it's quick, I'll post it on Strava. If it's slow, I'll just do a photo.
Do you feel proud having just done your bit, Matty, by being disciplined?
I feel like I've done the right thing, and I'm glad that I did the right thing. Interestingly, when I first got back, it hadn't really dawned on me so much the severity of it, even though I was in Europe and I was in the thick of it. And, you know, I was thinking, what's the big deal if tomorrow morning my wife and I, we sneak down to the local tennis club and we have a hit? And then I thought about the consequences of being caught doing that. And is that an action that if I get caught doing that, will I be happy with it? And I made the decision, no, I wouldn't be happy if I got caught doing that. So why do it, even if you're not going to get caught? And I just thought the best course of action to take is actually to do the right thing. And I am pretty proud of myself for not having left the home throughout that period. But I've been really lucky in the support that I've had from my wife. She's been out, she's been doing the shopping, she's been taking care of pretty much everything. And my nickname actually for my wife, Dwayne, is Sherpa. Because generally, because I go away 6 months of the year to commentate on bike races around the world, she's Sherpa Tenzing. She's carrying the family. She's carrying the workload for the kids. And she's absolutely been my Sherpa throughout these 2 weeks.
And how lucky do you feel? You were in Spain, weren't you? Do you feel lucky that you got out right
France.
Time? You're in France.
I do feel lucky. Because my trip home, I was meant to fly back through Singapore. And I checked in Paris, no problem. And then I got to the gate and they said, you can either have your bags offloaded here or in London. You can't go through Singapore. Because you've been in France, they're not accepting anybody even through transit there. And then you look at some people that are stuck in Australia or they're stuck in Peru trying to get back to Australia. And the exorbitant ticket prices, I just took a look out of curiosity. Some of the airfares to get back to London, a one-way economy ticket can be as much as $11,000. You know, that's normally a return airfare on business class with the extras thrown in. It's incredible how expensive it is. And some people are absolutely stuck, and I really feel for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Matty, I better let you go. And, well, you could get more brownie points up if you finish that wall paddling in the shed there.
Oh, God. You don't know how long I've been procrastinating on that fall.
Great to have you, Matt. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks,
in your first day out. Can I just talk to you one more time to get your day out isolation diary?
Yeah, absolutely. And, Dwayne, I've loved talking to you each day. As I said before, it's given me some structure, and I've really enjoyed it. Let's chat tomorrow.
That'd be great. And I think Giant Bikes love me chatting to you as well. So if Jeno and the boys at South Yarra are pretty happy, then we might keep you going as well. The funny part is, you're talking about brownie points and your love and Giant Bikes all of a sudden coming on board. It was funny because a couple of weeks ago when I heard that Giant Bikes were jumping on board, I used to have a Giant TCR back in, I think, 2015, 2016. It went the same year I bought my mountain bike. And I sold it to a friend. And it was only a week ago that I was driving and I thought, that's a lime green TCR Advanced SL like I used to have. And I looked and I looked and I recognised it was my bike. It was actually my bike that I'd sold to a mate of mine. And it was like it was the love of my life back then. And it was riding. It was just felt a little weird seeing your old bike riding around. So thanks to Jeno and the boys from Giant. And we'll talk to Matty Kennan tomorrow, the voice of cycling. A break and more of your calls after 1300 736 736.